Greetings in Jesus' name on the second day of December, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently 30 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, under freezing rain and snowy conditions, but we're thrilled about another day. The kids are headed off to school, and we're going to be teaching them the truths of the Word of God and pouring our lives into some 80 students. And I wish you could have heard them sing yesterday, "Stand for truth, though you're standing all alone. Stand for truth, God will help to make you strong." Oh my, what an encouragement to hear all of them sing, and the shouting and the rejoicing and the encouragement. It's just wonderful. And I appreciate you praying for us as we prepare our hearts for Pastors Conference, a Refreshers Conference 2021. We're also preparing our buildings. I've been working on the floors all week long. We probably have over 60 man hours plus in the floors of the stripping and the restriping, and then last night all the way up into the waxing at the 11 o'clock hour after church last night. And all that's involved is just amazing. And doing the punch list around the ministry, making sure the doors are, everything's painted nice and looks nice. All the chips are fixed and all of the different water fountain is fixed. And just so much to do, preparing, making sure that we're our best, no less, for Christ. And today we're waxing more, then headed down to the Boston airport to pick up our son and our daughter-in-law, and then back to work more in Bible Institute tonight. And it's just going to be a full day of ministry, and we appreciate your prayers. In your Bible today, I want you to look with me in 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 8, where the Bible says, "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." This, my friend, is a power-packed verse. And here in this great little general epistle, the letter that the beloved John is writing to us through the pen of inspiration, he simply says, if we say that we have no sin. And I know that that's a rarity, but there are times in our life where we say, "Hey, it's not me. I didn't do anything." And we hear this often among the children of our day as we're training them. I didn't do anything. Did you tell a lie? No, nope, not me. I didn't tell a lie. Well, did you say that to that person? No. I didn't say anything. And if we say that we have no sin, and oftentimes even when we get a little bit older and we go through church struggles in our local assembly, and we are called into the office or the pastor's study, and the pastor says, "Now let's work this out. Let's ask God to be pleased with the way we work this out." And the pastor begins to ask questions and say, "Did you do this? Did you write this on social media? Did you say this behind this individual's back?" "Oh, no, not me. Well, if we say that we have no sin, when we truly have sinned, the Bible says we deceive ourselves. We are living in deception. It takes ownership. It takes a time in our life where we simply say, "I am guilty. I am the one that did it. Please forgive me. I'm going to do better through the grace of God. I know that He's going to extend His mercy my way. I'm going to do better, and I'm not going to be deceived." If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And then this staggering truth: and the truth is not in us. I don't want that to ever be said of Brother Todd Bell, that the truth is not in us. I want to own whatever I'm guilty of. I don't want to live in deception. And I certainly don't want the God of heaven to say that the truth is not in me. Let's be responsible believers today. And if we're guilty of sin, let's not say that we have no sin and deceive ourselves, but let's own it and let's confess it. Because the next verse says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we give God the glory for that wonderful Bible truth. And I hope that you're encouraged today to live for the Lord in holiness and righteousness. You've been listening to this Thursday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to Tango Bravo, Echo Lima Lima, T. Bell, at metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.